trees, but when the weather doesn't cooperate and the wind changes, there's not much you can do about that. Gets to be, you know, reaction time is, this thing, this weather changes, you know, in a split second, and you don't even have time to react. And then before you know it, you're in some trouble. So, what's your plan there? A ladder? That's pretty high for a ladder, 40 feet, but what's, you got any other options there? Email the 1 Echo Papa, V5RJM.
So I brought my, let a pause there. Yeah, so I brought my good buddy, Terry, my kite enthusiast, and he brought his kite over, and he said, well, we could try something. So he put a, not a lanyard, what do you call that? Anyway, it's a device that he hooks onto his line. It has a hook on it. And he tied it about 100 feet from, once he got the kite up, he tied it about 100 feet from his kite, which acts almost like a pulley. So I was able to take my line in that loop. So when he went up 200 feet, actually it was 300 feet, then I had a chance to elevate it with the string, like it was like a pulley system. After tugging about an hour with it, my string decided to fail. So actually, we brought the kite up probably another 5 or 6 feet out of the tree, but not enough to lodge it. Not enough to unlodge it over.
Been a pretty good plan there. Never even thought of that, but yeah, use another kite to get higher up and try to dislodge it that way. Yeah, well, you know, it might have worked, you know, if the rope didn't break on you. So, of course, it's not going to break, you know, at ground level. It's probably going to break, you know, near the kite. Is that where the break was? Where the rope failed there? Over.
No, the pulley system was probably 50 feet from the tree. The sad thing, you couldn't get a pole truck because it's hit too far in the woods. But I think I'm going to try taking down two limbs, maybe tomorrow or the next day. We're expecting 100 millimeters of rain in the next day. She ain't going to go nowhere in the rain because it absorbs rain, actually. It's the material that it's made. Anyway, we'll keep working at it. I'm a little closer to it today than I was yesterday, so it's all part of the exercise. Over.
Well, you know, it's something you didn't need, that's for sure. you know, you had some interesting things. You know, you had the rope pulley there, like your rope that you hang on to, that broke on you, and you had to upgrade earlier than that. You had to upgrade your rope. The other one was strong enough, and now you know, now something like this. Just when things are looking positive for you, mentioned in an email there to me that could have been better. What was that all about there? You said it was unclear, wasn't very clear on the crossband. Over.
Yeah, I think Randy, you get what you pay for, you know, like you can't expect a good crossband for under 100 kcs. So I think that maybe once it's up there at a high elevation and it's not bobbing up and down like it did on the balloon, I just hope for the best. And if it doesn't work, I'll send that one back and get a better one, I guess. Over. Well, perhaps it's just a matter of putting it into high power. But I was hoping to have the battery last a longer. If you're on high power, you'd be lucky if you get 2 or 3 hours duration, especially when there's contacts there. Over.
Well, again, I have to get that antenna checked. Lots of these radios that are, you know, under $100 or whatever, these HTs, the antennas are no darn good for nothing. The SWR is way out to lunch. And, yeah, your radio can heat up and all kinds of funny things can happen. So your audio could be distorted, all kinds of things, like I say. So that's the first place I would check. Maybe if you've got another HT or something like that, you can switch antennas and see. It'd have to be a dual band antenna, but there's still a lot of good ones out there. And sometimes the 2 meters will actually work pretty good on 70 centimeters. So it's, you know, half a dozen this, half a dozen that kind of deal. So, but, yeah, before you get too excited there with it, run some tests there on the ground there, and check the SWR and reverse, see how much power is coming back to the radio, because that's a little distorted, the audio, and do all kinds of funny things. So I think I've only had maybe one radio HT under $100 come to me that the antenna was actually decent. The rest of them I had to replace with others. So there's a couple others that I rely on considerably for antennas, and they produce very good SWR and tune up very nicely on 70 centimeters as well. So you might want to try something like that as well. That's something the person needs, that's for sure. A kite up in the tree. So, anyways, I'm going to just kind of sit back and listen here for a bit. And I heard you're doing some gardening, getting some corn off the crop there, and I think it was corn that you were doing there. And I was just saying, oh man, yummy. Nice fresh corn there for the pot. So I guess it's that time of year when we're doing harvesting there. Over.
they were mighty tasty, I have to tell you that. And I ran a few over to my neighbor there, and I think maybe I'll look into that antenna part. This particular antenna has this antenna has a female end, and it seems all the other antennas that I have are male end. So I don't know. Maybe I should try to put together an antenna that'll work, even if it's like a long wire or something. I could connect it to the string there somewhere. Over.
Well, sometimes all it takes is have a counterpoise on the existing antenna. It kind of is in the way lots of times, but it works. All you do is put it attached to the ground of the antenna, where it connects to the HT, and then run about a 5 or 6 inch counterpoise. I forget, I might have to do a search on Google and see what they recommend there for a counterpoise on those radios. I'm sure there's lots of plans out there of what people have done there to improve the SWR, and it could be something simple. And they do have adapters you can buy online. They're fairly cheap. They convert from male to female and vice versa and all that. So usually for, a couple bucks, you can get an adapter, and it would work for you too. So that way other types of antennas will work, and you can swap them in and out and all that sort of thing. Depends what you're all doing. But anyways, just some ideas there that a person could take a look at and see if it would improve anything. You can test from the ground and go from there. Have one of your buddies there that help you with the kite there. Have them with one radio and you with the other, and try to cross that on the ground, say, 50 feet away from the radio itself, and have you guys apart, maybe 100 feet or whatever, so you guys don't hear each other. And do some experiments like that. Anyway, some little ideas there. Back to you, VE1, Echo Papa, VE5 RJM. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, Randy. Very good points there. Yeah, I'll look into that. Anyway, in the meantime, we'll say 7-3 for now. I got to go grab some lunch, and may just pop in a few corn there in the microwave. Hi. And I'll think about you when I'm devouring it there. How's that? Randy?
RGM returning. That's okay. That's fine. I'll just try to imagine it. I actually mentioned that to the wife when I seen your email. I said, we're going to have to get some corn here, maybe we're at home now, we'll maybe get some corn cooking here too. There's people that we know that have huge gardens that we can go rob. Have a few fresh corn on the cob there, which would be awesome. Anyhow, nice talking with you this morning there, and you have yourself, you and the wife, have a good day there, and we'll say 7-3. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5 RJM we'll be monitoring. And I just finished my breakfast here and take taking my medications and all that, so I'm good for the day now. 7335RGM will be monitoring.
V5RJM.